USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thousands of U.S. troops are headed to Kabul to evacuate Americans and Afghan translators from the embassy as Taliban forces now control about half of Afghanistan's territories. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Friday saying Afghan leaders still have a chance to fight back.
This is a moment for the Afghans to unite, the leadership and in the military. No outcome has to be inevitable here.
He says the U.S. is closely watching the situation on the ground. A group of moderate Democrats is threatening to not support the $3.5 trillion Democratic budget bill unless House Speaker Nancy Pelosi brings a $1 trillion infrastructure package to a vote first. This as a group of progressive lawmakers say they won't vote for the infrastructure package until the budget bill is passed first. USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Homeland Security Secretary makes a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020. Last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months and greater than in June.
No policy changes were announced at Thursday's press conference. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC now recommending that adults with compromised immune systems now receive a booster shot of a coronavirus vaccine. Compromised adults who can receive a booster shot include HIV and cancer patients. The move comes less than 24 hours after the FDA amended the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new study finds that black and Hispanics remain less likely than their white counterparts to have received a vaccine, which complicates a convenient narrative that the COVID-19 pandemic continues to be because of stubborn white male anti-vaccine Trump Republicans. The Kaiser Family Foundation did a study on August 2nd and found that less than half of black and Hispanic people have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccines in a vast majority of states reported. Data. Regarding the reporting that we're seeing around COVID-19 and whether people should receive the shot or hold off on getting the shot or not get it altogether, pollster Frank Luntz sat down with a focus group to discuss vaccines and vaccine hesitancy.
The public is asking a question, why do we only hear the bad news? There was a gentleman in that focus group who talked about, and I respect it, talked about all the people who got COVID and recovered, talked about all the people who have not gotten COVID, some members of the family got it, some members did not. But in the end, it's the responsibility of all of us, Howie, you and I, and everyone involved, to be able to communicate the facts efficiently, effectively, and accountably. And the key in all of this is the public doesn't know where to go for the truth.
The renewed eviction moratorium is surviving a challenge in court. A federal judge in D.C. refusing to grant a request from landlords to block the moratorium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.